The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, the 29th of June, and I just want to give our listeners a heads up that we will be closed for the coming holiday, July 4th, which is next Wednesday. Joining me this morning up at the WWNN studios up in Boca Raton is Janet Cimarelli. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
I want you to know that, I don't know if you listened to the Steve Kane show this morning, but I had the pleasure of being with him from 8:30 this morning, and it was most enjoyable. He has a studio in Coral Springs, and I was able to join him and Brian Craig there, and we had a lovely time together. It was very, very nice, and we hope that people do listen on 1470 to the Steve Kane show, held every morning at 6 a.m. until 9 a.m. And then they do rebroadcast from midnight until 6 in the morning. And I know that you're going to be a guest on Monday, Jenna, right?
That's true. I'm very excited about that. Lots of fun conversation with Steve and Brian.
They're both definitely looking forward to it. But today we're going to be talking about some other issues that have to do with something that they have been speaking about as far as what we carrying here, what people used to or were accustomed to buying at Barry's, who is no longer in business. And we're going to try and help our listeners understand the difference between what we carry here and what was sold at Barry's store. So, Janet, where would you like to start first?
Well, I think that it was a focus when Barry was educating consumers in the Barry's Vitamin Shoppe that they would work specifically on certain health issues. So just as an example, gentlemen would come in there with a blood test that possibly showed an elevated PSA or possibly some of the symptoms associated with an enlarged prostate. Things going on with the prostate that created discomfort, possibly could lead to urinary tract infections, very, very frequent urination at night. And there were certain products that possibly they were directed to, at Barry's Vitamin Shoppe. And so if they were to come into Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, certainly they could speak with me. I'm there. You can always call the store for the hours. And I'm sure our listeners know the number, but I'm going to give it anyhow. 754-307-1655, and you can call the store and find out what my hours at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center are. So certainly during those hours, people can come in and talk to me. It's very helpful if they bring their blood test, if they bring a list of their medications, possibly if they bring the vitamins that they're accustomed to taking. And what I can do is give them direction to any of the national and internationally known brands that are carried at Save-A-Lot. Now, keep in mind, these brands absolutely require very strict manufacturing standards, and they have behind their product research, clinical studies, not just individual studies that have been kind of collated from other research, but those companies may very well have their own researchers at very well-regarded higher learning institutions. So medical research being done at universities literally around the world. And with that research, there are clinical studies. And that's what, to me, makes a very, very big difference. Clinical studies. So it isn't just on paper in black and white that some of these nutrient substances and some of these combinations create a specific physical response, but then in clinical studies, people who have been dealing with the very same issues that might be on your radar, those issues responded to this combination of nutrients. And so I can guide people to Solaray, to Life Extension, and I'm sure anybody here in South Florida who's familiar with Life Extension, they know the volumes and volumes and volumes of research that are provided behind any one of the Life Extension products. So there are a number of Life Extension products for prostate. New Chapter has for years had a number of different products specifically associated with reducing inflammation, which is possibly where you want to start with prostate. But then they have the very well-researched and clinically studied information in their Prostate 5LX formula that actually delivers relief, actually is able to make a change in the blood test results. So individuals taking the Life Extension, the Solaray, the New Chapter, they not only experience the physical results, but they can see it in black and white on their blood tests.
Well, I did want to add one thing, Janet, because we had many people come in that were customers of Barry's that had bought their products. And the product names that Barry uses were unique to his store. The products that we have here are unique because they're sold nationally and probably worldwide. So when you're looking for something, as Janet pointed out, for the prostate, our number one selling prostate formula would be the one from Life Extension, followed by the one from Carlson Laboratories, followed by the one from Jarrow Formulas, followed by the one from Best Nutrition, and a whole host of probably three or four other prostate formulas that we have here at Save-A-Lot. So you're not limited to just one specific type. We have a wide variety. I think this is where Janet plays an important role, because when she looks over your blood work, there may be all the other factors that go into why you want to achieve the best results by using that specific product that she recommends, plus maybe some support product that would also be a benefit to your situation. And there are so many different areas of health that you have to be concerned about. This is where a licensed practitioner like Janet Cimarelli comes in very handy. She's able to answer your questions in a professional manner because she has the experience, and she can give you the guidance to make sure that you're following a path that will help you. Janet is here today, Friday from 3 to 6. She'll be here tomorrow from 1:30 to 5:30, and Tuesday from 12 to 4. And I know that those hours are just temporary, because I know Janet will be expanding the hours as the future holds true in the next several weeks. And, Janet, I have a list in front of me. We had a customer come in yesterday just to give an idea as to what it was that they wanted to find. And I'm looking at something called serrapeptase. Now, we have it by several different companies. Barry had it under his own name. But here again, it makes it a lot easier knowing what you're looking for, so we can compare it to what it is that's going to suit you the best way. One other point I think you've experienced over the years, Janet, is that when people try a specific product, what is a reasonable length of time that people should expect to see some kind of results, either physically mentally or through the complete blood profile?
It really depends on the health issue that they've been experiencing, the intensity of the issue, which would possibly be shown by how far out of range their blood work is as related to that particular health challenge. And the other aspect is, has it been going on for a month or has it been going on for 10 years? And so if it's a newly developed issue that they're dealing with, I usually tell them probably 2 months. And sometimes their eyebrows go up and they say, that long? And I say, well, let's see that after about 2 to 3 weeks, you're beginning to see some changes, beneficial changes that show the product is beginning to work. And then after about 2 months, we can make an evaluation if it has worked sufficiently. Possibly we may need to go to a support formula to make it work a little bit more efficiently. Or at 2 months, you say, you know, the issue is 90% resolved and I'm satisfied with those results.
Well, again, that becomes up to the individual that you're dealing with. And I think the best way that we could describe what Janet does and what we do here at Save-A-Lot is we try and prevent something from occurring before it affects you. And if people take care of their bodies and take the proper supplementation of vitamins, they can prevent a lot of serious illnesses or problems with their bodies if they follow a protocol. And I know over the years, Janet, you've probably seen people with excellent blood profiles, and you may have recommended foundational products that people should be using on a daily basis. Is that correct?
Absolutely, sure.
And would you venture to say that a multi would be the number one, a good multivitamin?
I kind of, let's say, pick and choose the individuals that I'm speaking with. What are their priorities? And there's no question that I talk to people about foundational nutrition, and that's what essentially a high-quality diet and a multivitamin would provide. And that foundation will make any health supporting venture that you embark on work better. I hear music, and that music means it's time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. Joining me today, Mr. Al Foreman, who is at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate in the PennDOT Shopping Center. And we'll be back with more information for your good health in just a moment. Have you decided to follow a gluten-free lifestyle? So many have found that living gluten-free is helpful in reducing gastrointestinal problems, allergic reactions, headaches, joint and muscle pain, and also for shedding those extra pounds. For a selection of gluten-free products at awesome prices, come shop today at Save-A-Lot. Shop today for your gluten-free pasta, your cereals, cookies, baking mixes, and more. Find them all at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 754-307-1655.
Jana Juice is the innovative way to get the benefits of super juices in two easy-to-swallow capsules. Pomegranate benefits without the sugar. Acai, noni, Koji Berry Magnesine, Lychee in two easy-to-swallow capsules. Easy to carry with you to work, when traveling, or just too busy to juice. Antioxidants that provide immune support benefits in two capsules. Find out more at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center. Come in and speak to our friendly and knowledgeable team.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, the 29th of June, and we are open today until 7 o'clock. Tomorrow, Saturday, we are here from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. Next week, we will be closed for the holiday of July 4th so that our staff can enjoy the day with their family and friends. So please keep that in mind. So if you have any shopping to do, try and do it before the July 4th or right after the 4th of July when we resume our hours of 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. We're speaking with Janet Cimarelli, and we're speaking about some of the different issues that Janet has come up with over the years that really affect people in many different ways. And we're trying to compare, I wouldn't say compare, maybe that's the wrong choice of words, but maybe helping people understand the difference between what they were buying at Barry's and what they can buy here at Save-A-Lot.
One of the things that I think they might experience is the name of the nutrition center, Save-A-Lot. What do you think, Al?
Well, that was a point I made with Steve and Brian this morning, is that we work on a very low markup. The policy here is everyday low prices, EDLP. And you cannot pay your bills with percentages. You have to pay your bills with dollars. And this is where volume comes in. So I would rather have a volume store than a store with a higher percentage that charges outrageous prices, that wants to... I wouldn't use the word rape, but overcharge in so many different ways that it presents a problem for your pocketbook, and you're not able to get everything that you need because of their prices. So we're very proud of our everyday low prices, and we're very proud of the fact that you're able to sit down with a licensed nutritional counselor, Janet Cimarelli, to iron out some of these issues that you may have. And I know we spoke, or you brought up the prostate, Janet. I know that in the South Florida marketplace, there are many people with blood sugar problems. They're either pre-diabetic, or they are diabetic, or they have high glucose levels, or they have a high A1C, but they have not been diagnosed with diabetes. I know you've been helping people with those particular problems over the years. And I'm going to let you take it from here, because I know there are many products that you like to recommend for people with those particular issues.
For sure, and it's unfortunate that it is such a common issue. And typically, it used to be categorized as age-related blood sugar elevation. However, now it's just known as type 2 diabetes because young people, teenagers even, are being diagnosed with these changes in their blood sugar and changes in their ability to properly digest carbohydrates and sugars. The changes in their digestive system, number one, is what I believe is important to focus on when people come to talk to me about the changes in their blood sugar, their A1C, or even in their energy and their sleep. They might not even have gotten as far as having a blood test, but they have headaches, they have pains in the soles of their feet, they might have frequent urination, they might have a tendency to urinary tract infections. There's a lot of, like, almost to be categorized as subclinical symptoms that people might have, just very slight changes, but changes that the individual may notice over time, and they can be traced back to the beginnings of your body not being able to handle sugar and process carbohydrates. So number one place that I start, digestive enzymes. And it depends on what that individual might be dealing with when I make a decision about which digestive enzymes are the best ones. And I have a very long list of favorites, you know, and you say, well, how can they all be your favorites? Well, they all do slightly different things with a different intensity. So one of the base ones for someone just beginning to experience changes in the ability to control their blood sugar, I have Janet's Best Jest. And Janet's Best Jest is kind of like the kindergarten, first grade of digestive enzymes. It just kind of addresses the beginnings of change. A very gentle support to provide in your upper digestive system, in your stomach, the particular things that are difficult for your body to completely and efficiently break down and utilize properly. And then after Janet's Best Jest, I would go to Jarozymes, Jarozymes Plus, a little bit stronger than Janet's Best Jest. Then I have on my list now has a pancreatin that is even stronger, so a little bit of hydrochloric acid. So now has the pancreatin, and Cal has ultra pancreatin. And then after that, then I would go to an array of choices that are found from Enzymedica. So you can start with their Digest Gold, a variety of different choices. If these changes in your blood sugar have begun to create certain symptoms of discomfort, they have acid soothe. And again, very much on my list of favorites that I think provides just this foundational support to any one of the digestive enzymes that you might choose is George's Aloe Vera. And then people come back to me and say, well, it just tastes like water. It's not doing anything. And what we can see on their blood work are the changes in their liver enzymes just with the George's Aloe Vera. So it does have a beneficial support, a supportive impact on liver function. And so you absolutely need that supported liver function as part of a highly functional digestive system.
Now, another important point that you brought up is all the different items you mentioned, there were different prices. And I think it fits into people's budgets a lot easier than if they're just locked into one specific product that somebody would recommend, like they would do at Barry's, where they only recommend one specific product that could be very, very costly. And you're not able to afford the other things that you really need. So you've been able to give people a heads up as to how they can satisfy their pocketbooks by using a wide array to choose from of different products that can help them overcome their digestive issues.
Not every person has the same digestive dysfunction that leads to blood sugar imbalances. And consequently, that's why you need an array of different products to know that the path for each person is slightly different.
Janet, would you say that people with diabetes or pre-diabetic have an issue with neuropathy?
Oh, it's huge. It's absolutely, unfortunately, stunning. One of the things that I was saying as a symptom that people might not necessarily associate it with blood sugar imbalances is burning soles of their feet, and that they don't have a sensation when they're stepping on something hot, let's say a hot patio floor or walking on hot sand at the beach. And literally, they may not feel that the skin on the soles of their feet is being burned. And it can progress beyond just the soles of their feet into the entire foot, their ankles. It depends on how much attention the people pay to the beginning symptoms, and that numbness and pain sensation, burning sensation on the soles of their feet is one of the first indications that your tiny blood vessels are not functioning, and essentially that's the beginnings of neuropathy. Now, your tiny blood vessels to the soles of your feet, imagine what those tiny, fragile, very specialized blood vessels in your brain, in your eyes, in your kidneys. And those are the areas where people who are not attentive to their blood sugar chemistry and attentive to overcoming elevated A1C, elevated blood sugar, those are the symptoms that they, those are the organs, rather, that they are putting at risk. And there are solutions. You don't have to be just focused on, okay, here's the diabetic medication my doctor is suggesting. Yes, you may very well need that medication for a period of time, but when you begin to heal your tissue, when you begin to improve the fragile blood vessels, when you make a change in your blood sugar chemistry, in your blood chemistry overall, those things can reverse.
Janet, would you venture to say that the underlying cause comes down to inflammation?
Well, it is certainly one of the important issues with regard to diabetes. What I say is, imagine the picture that I usually draw for clients that I'm speaking with. Imagine your blood chemistry is like a clear, bubbling brook, just sparkling, moving very swiftly down the hillside, no obstructions. And then imagine your blood chemistry like a mudslide. And that's kind of the difference. Your blood chemistry, when your blood sugar is elevated, is thick and sticky and consequently can't get into those tiny blood vessels. And overall, that sticky, thick blood chemistry leads to inflammation.
And, of course, inflammation can lead to artery, body parts being amputated. Is that correct?
I say that again, Al. Body parts being
amputated. Like,
oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. It's very interesting. And so when you combine that thick, sticky blood chemistry from an elevated glucose and A1C with smoking, and then imagine that there's no circulation getting to your extremities, your toes, your feet. And unfortunately, the outcome there may be amputation recommended. And when we come back from this break, I was visiting a clinic in Germany, and very, very interesting outcome with regard to someone who had elevated blood sugar and was a smoker. That music means it's time for us to take a break on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli with Mr. Al Foreman, and we'll be right back.
Save a Lot has the entire spectrum of products to support your good health. Let's begin with those choices of organic foods at Save-A-Lot. Minimize your exposure to artificial chemicals found in fertilizers, pesticides, and GMOs. Choose organic foods and support your good health as well as supporting ethical food practices. Come into Save-A-Lot and see your organic food choices at great prices. The best prices. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. Half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Plaza. 754-307-1655.
Are you taking the recommended supplements meant to address specific health issues? If you've not been able to reach your health goals, maybe the supplements don't have the biological activity necessary. Discuss with me, Janet Cimarelli, the specific nutrients for your health issues. Quality supplements and focused nutrient dosages make a world of difference. To achieve your health goals, come to Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Our excellent staff has combined experience well over 100 years. You get the very best supplements at the very best prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, the 29th of June. And as you've been hearing, John and Cimarelli go into great detail about some of the illnesses that people face, she is available to discuss anything that you may have a concern with. She's here today from 3 to 6. Tomorrow, Saturday, she'll be here from 1:30 to 5:30. And next week on Tuesday, she'll be here from 12 to 4. And we are open today until 7. Tomorrow, Saturday, from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. And we will be closed for the holiday of July 4th this coming Wednesday. Jenna, when we left off at the last intermission, you were talking about a visit you had made to Germany.
I was very fortunate that a number of years ago I had a tour of a variety of different clinics all around Germany. And one of the clinics we visited, the doctor was working with a diabetic who'd been told by his doctor that he would have to have his foot amputated, that the lack of circulation to that foot had become so dire that the only answer the doctor had for him was amputation. And it's really interesting because the functional medicine practitioner that this patient had ultimately come to, number one, began just with the simple massage. And then, in addition, more water. And that might seem so simplistic that, what is this person, living in another universe? This is a dire situation here. And in addition to those two changes, massage and reflexology, and being very attentive to water, the other aspect of it was alkalizing, making sure that the body chemistry of this patient was properly balanced, a pH number of 7.5. The range is 5 to 8, and you want to err on the side of alkalinity, so the higher number in this particular situation is better. So for this patient, their goal was a 7.5 pH. And then what were the additions? Serrapeptase and natokinase. And it's very important to understand that both of those enzymes provide a slightly different activity. The natokinase actually breaks down the fibrinogen, that fibrin activity that makes your blood clot. So you want that activity, but you want it in a controlled, proper function, not over clotting your blood, not over thickening your blood. And one of the blood tests that you can have to determine what your blood clotting activity is called fibrinogen. So you can test fibrinogen, and the natokinase is the substance that's going to break down the fibrinogen. And then serrapeptase is a proteolytic enzyme, so that non-self function within your blood clotting, that is how serrapeptase will work to thin the blood. Now, can everybody take a combination of serrapeptase and natokinase? Absolutely not. No, they cannot. However, so the persons who need to be extremely cautious would be anybody who is taking high doses of garlic or or fish oil. They'd have to be monitored with regard to their serrapeptase and natokinase intake. And the people who are using blood thinning medications, Coumadin comes to mind, Eliquis is another one. So those people might not be candidates for using serrapeptase and nattokinase, but they certainly can work on alkalinity. They can work on proper hydration. And to a certain extent, with their doctor's guidance, they can be using garlic and certain types of beneficial nutritive oils.
Well, and there was...
And
I'm
it
sorry,
was the clinic director in Germany in just a very short period of time. I think it was like 3 weeks. He had restored circulation to the extent that amputation was off the table.
Which is good news. People, I'm sure, relieved a great deal of stress when they heard that. No question about it. So there are many different ways to solve the problem with diabetic neuropathy. And all it takes is diligent work on your part and coming in to see Janet Cirelli so she can guide you with that. And as you pointed out, Janet, this is something that you gather from the blood work. Is that correct?
Well, I would gather from the blood work. I would gather, you know, the client would be informing me of their doctor's diagnosis, the doctor's prognosis, the doctor's suggested protocol, and keeping in mind that it is an interaction with the patient and their physician in a dire circumstance like a prognosis of amputation. So it is possible to pull all of that together, to use medications that are able to be balanced with nutrition to achieve the beneficial results.
I have a question that's somewhat off the topic, but how do you deal with people that have come to you and said, well, my doctor doesn't believe in supplements?
And so sometimes... that might depend on my mood. But for the most part, what I say is what I am telling you, what as a nutrition counselor telling this client, is information that is available in the Journal of the American Medical Association, the New England Journal of Medicine, and Lancet. And I do have a variety of different research tools at my fingertips where I can let the client know that here is the research institution, here is the person responsible for this research, and this is the published research in well-regarded medical journals, not nutrition journals, not herbal medicine journals, but the straight medical journals that the doctors should be receiving on a regular basis. And I understand that every week you can't absorb all of the information that is provided from these journals. However, the physician certainly can be using them for informational purposes when they're interacting with a patient. However, we know that unfortunately, in some circumstances, a primary care physician spends maybe 10 minutes with the patient. And unfortunately, rather than looking up something that might be relevant with regard to the patient's issue and has been researched, studied, and published in a medical journal, not using that reference, unfortunately, then the doctor might write a prescription that is something that he's come to find has been successful. But my experience with the prescription, unfortunately, is that's something, okay, many people hear from their doctor, well, you'll be taking this for the rest of your life. And there is no discussion about how to restore function, which is my goal.
Well, there are a couple of other points that I know, well, we probably have time to discuss today, but one of the most important things people come in here also for is their lack of energy. They feel sluggish. They feel lethargic. They're not getting around as much as they used to. And they're feeling tired, like they have to nap at least once a day or twice a day in some cases. I know there are supplements and vitamins that can help people overcome that. However, how do you get people started on something like that?
And so I start with the basics. Let's talk about what in your diets might be taking away from supported energy. Then my next question is, what medications are you on? And one of the issues for older clients that I see, they may not be, their weight may have diminished over time, so they're a slight build. And possibly their blood pressure medication might be for, number one, someone who is much younger than they are, and someone who is of greater stature. And so I suggest that perhaps they have a conversation with their doctor to see if they can modify the prescription in such a way that their blood pressure is able to achieve the goals that their physician has in mind, but it is not it is not such a strong medication that it interferes with their energy. So, again, starting with the basics after an analysis of their diet and talking about medications that might lower their energy level, then I start with the B complex. And people don't understand that if they're buying a B complex at a big box store or a discount store or even a pharmacy, that the forms of the different Bs might not necessarily be the most efficient form and consequently not deliver the best results. So there are coenzymated B complex forms available at Save-A-Lot that can transform energy within a week. Big difference. And then perhaps their B12 function is not optimized. And again, a lot of clients don't understand that it does have to be delivered in a sublingual form, and that when you're swallowing the B12, unfortunately, the hydrochloric acid in your digestive system is virtually wiping out the B12, so the delivery of the B12 to your bloodstream is minimized. So a B complex, a very high quality vitamin B. Then ubiquinol. Everybody thinks about that as, okay, well, that's good for my heart, or I need that if I have cholesterol problems. But it's fabulous for physical energy and brain energy. And D-ribose, incredible cellular energy. So those are some of the answers. And that music means it's time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, speaking with Mr. Al Foreman, who is at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center as we speak. And we'll both be right back. Have you decided to follow a gluten-free lifestyle? So many have found that living gluten-free is helpful in reducing gastrointestinal problems, allergic reactions, headaches, joint and muscle pain, and also for shedding those extra pounds. For a selection of gluten-free products at awesome prices, come shop today at Save-A-Lot. Shop today for your gluten-free pasta, your cereals, cookies, baking mixes, and more. Find them all at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 754-307-1655.
Save-A-Lot prices can't be beat. Come find New Chapter, Garden of Life, Mega Food, Kyolic, Quality of Life, Solgar, Nordic Naturals, Nature's Answer, Vibrant Health, Renew Life, Himalaya, Life Flow, Jarrow Formulas Emergency, Enzymedica, Assorted Silvers, Skin Care and Cosmetics. 754-307-1655. Come see us. Come see our fantastic inventory. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. 754-307-1655. You can find Janet's best formulas at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center. Learn about building a healthy body with Jana Juice. Two capsules per day start you on your way with easy-to-assimilate antioxidants from kojai, noni, pomegranate, raspberry, lychee, and more. Start today to enhance your health with Jana Juice. Visit Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers to learn more. 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, in the PennDOT Shopping Center.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, the 29th of June. And as a point of information, let everybody know that we are going to be closed on Wednesday next week for July 4th holiday, so that our staff can enjoy the day with their family and their friends. Janet Cimarelli is available today, Friday from 3 to 6, and tomorrow, Saturday, from 1:30 to 5:30. I think the important point that Janet's bringing up is that there are different ways and different solutions that people can overcome different challenges that they're facing in their health. And one of the best ways is to sit down with Janet in her private office, and I do want to say it's private, because it's only you and her. The office is sealed. Nobody can hear what goes on. So it becomes a private conversation between you and her. And she works well with blood work. So if you have a complete blood profile to bring in, it's wise to bring that in with you. And there are so many different areas of illness and challenges that people face today. Don't be embarrassed. Just come in and speak to her, and I'm sure she can help you weather the storm and find the solution to what your problem is. And Janet, I know we only have one segment left, so let me turn it back to you and see if you want to proceed with what you were discussing.
Well, we were talking about energy, which is a huge issue for so many people. And one of the reasons that they don't have the kind of energy to support them so that they have the stamina to get from the beginning of their day to the end of their day with the kind of physical support that they need. And there's a couple of reasons for that. Perhaps we talked about diabetes. One of the issues for people who are dealing with diabetes is for sure poor energy. We talked about the relationship to neuropathy, but poor energy is very much an issue for people dealing with diabetes. So the combination that I have been suggesting to people who come to see me with an elevated blood sugar, maybe not yet diagnosed with diabetes, but their blood sugar is a little elevated. And so I give them my formula, which is called Janet's Best Sugar. And I combine that with Jarrow Formula's Alpha Lipoic Sustain. And depending on the individual, the doses would vary somewhat, but dramatic. Within a week, their blood sugar chemistry has changed. Their oxygenation in their blood cells has changed, and consequently, they're fueling their cells more efficiently, and the translation of all of that is improved energy. Again, when I'm talking to people and their energy is poor, it is an issue associated with poor sleep. It isn't a restful night's sleep, so that when you wake up in the morning, you're feeling energized, full of vim and vigor, ready to jump out of bed and face the day. And so, again, I have an array of formulas that I suggest for people whose sleep is less than ideal. And so it can be a sleep optimizer from Jarrow Formulas. We have in my office a professional formula from Biotics that for the most problematic insomniac does the trick. I have Janet's Best Sleep, and combining any one of those with magnesium, you are able to achieve a good night's sleep. And why am I mentioning three different formulas? Because it's been my experience that if you take one formula night after night after night after night, your body becomes accustomed to it, and it may not work as efficiently as it did in the beginning of adding this to your supplement regimen. So every 4 to 5 nights, I tell people, make a switch to a different product. We have a liquid melatonin in the store from Cal that is superior. And people say, well, I've tried melatonin and it doesn't work for me. Well, give this one a try, because it does have a different effect when you take the dropper form of Cal melatonin. And if you've had an unsatisfactory experience with a sublingual or a swallowed capsule of melatonin, give this Cal melatonin dropper liquid under a dropper full of the liquid under your tongue, and you may be very well surprised. One of the other suggestions has a wide range of benefits, and I'm talking about tart cherry. If you use a little bit of tart cherry in the evening, you may very well find that that tart cherry, which provides a little bit of melatonin, but a synergistic effect with regard to the ingredients. So it goes very, very nicely with other choices that you might make. Again, the Janet's Best Sleep or Jarro Sleep Optimizer with the tart cherry, with the magnesium. Very interesting what these combinations may do for different people who are having sleep problems. And then the very best recommendation that I have for energy, ubiquinol. And Healthy Origins ubiquinol is my favorite, depending on the person's age, depending on what the issue with regard to energy is. I make a recommendation of Healthy Origins ubiquinol, and the dose would be dependent on the personal information that I get from that client. But those are my go-to approaches for energy.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, Janet. I think the ubiquinol you're speaking about, Healthy Origins, has up to 400 milligrams in a soft gel of the ubiquinol. Again, they're 100, 200, 300, 400. And it, depending upon the size of the person and the issue they're having with energy, would probably determine what milligram strength you would recommend. I also think, in past experience that I have, it's best taken a couple of times a day. If Janet recommends 300 milligrams for the day, you may want to take 100 milligrams over the day three times, which would give you more of a balance effect in maintaining your energy levels. You hear so many people that go into work, and by the end of the day, they're totally wiped out. They have no desire to do anything but go home and lay on the couch and go to sleep. But here again, if you had a little bit of energy, it would enable you to possibly force yourself to maybe do a little exercise. And I think exercise does breed more energy. Do you feel the same way?
Oh, absolutely. And people say, you know, that they're too tired to exercise. And so I have suggestions for getting started in a very gentle way that is an exercise program, very condensed, but really translates to a benefit with regard to energy. Carnitine is an amino acid that, again, if people are exercising, the carnitine is a nice addition to their program and does support energy levels as well.
and it may also help the body burn fat.
That's true. And then I was thinking about Health Aid. Health Aid has some ginseng formulas that are absolutely remarkable. And if people think of ginseng as an aphrodisiac, they are just missing an absolutely huge aspect of the benefits that ginseng can bring to your body. So circulatory issues, but the ginseng for energy is excellent, excellent, excellent.
Yeah, those names are Cybogen and Coragen.
And so it's only one a day that you have to take of those formulas first thing in the morning, and people feel the difference right away.
No question about it. I do want to make mention of the fact, if you missed any part of the show, you can re-listen to the show. It'll be replayed tomorrow, Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. So you can tune in, or you can go to our website, www.SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. Go to the archive radio shows, and you'll be able to listen to the whole show or any show that you may have missed to give you a lot more information to improve your health. Janet, I want to thank you for this great information. I hope our listeners appreciate it as much as I did. And we look forward to seeing you at 3 o'clock today.
I'll be there. And that means that we are out of time on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I will be joining Mr. Al Foreman 3 to 6 today at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center. And we'll be back next Friday at 10. And please join me 8:30 with Steve Kane and Brian on Monday. See you then.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in again next Friday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.